This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden Tuesday called for a nationwide ban on assault weapons after a shooting in Boulder, Colorado, that left 10 people dead, including a police officer. Biden noted that he worked on similar legislation when he himself was a senator and chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. That law was passed in 1994, but was allowed to expire 10 years later. Biden also called on the Senate to pass measures already passed by the House that would close loopholes in laws requiring background checks on the purchase of guns. Police said Tuesday they have a 21-year-old suspect in custody. They say he's been charged with 10 counts of murder in connection with the shooting at a Boulder grocery store. Among the victims was a Boulder police officer who was among the first to arrive and exchanged gunfire with the suspect. The suspect was carrying what was reported to be an assault-style rifle. Monday's attack comes a week after the killing of 8 people at 3 Atlanta-area massage businesses. Flags in the U.S. Capitol were already flying at half-staff for those victims. A bomb explosion in Pakistan's southwestern Baluchistan province on Tuesday killed at least 4 people and wounded 13 others. Police said the explosive device was hidden in a motorcycle parked near an office of the Levies paramilitary force in Shaman, a remote Pakistani town next to the Afghan border. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the deadly bombing. Rescue workers and police said the attack harmed mostly civilians. Secessionist ethnic Baluch militants often take credit for plotting bomb and other attacks against security forces and government installations in Baluchistan. From Washington, this is VOA News. The detained leader of Myanmar's ousted democratic government is due in court Wednesday as the aftermath of the February 1st military coup continues to rock the Southeast Asian country. Aung San Suu Kyi, who is 75 and the leader of the National League for Democracy, faces at least 4 criminal charges, with the possibility of more yet to come, according to her lawyer. Her lawyer has been denied permission to see his client. He told VOA that each of the charges against her carries a prison sentence of up to 3 years. Suu Kyi appeared in court on March 1st via video link. It was the first time she had been seen since she was detained, but the hearing was only between her and the judge. Her defense counsel was not allowed to represent her in court. For several weeks, authorities in Myanmar have imposed nightly internet shutdowns across the country. They have largely affected mobile data networks, and in recent days, there have also been reports that Wi-Fi connections have been limited as well. Myanmar's military junta on Tuesday accused the leaders of the ongoing nationwide protests of arson and inciting violence, and they sought to justify last month's coup by repeating accusations of fraud against deposed de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The comments come a day after the United States and the European Union imposed new sanctions against the military leaders for their February 1st coup and the subsequent crackdown on the protests. At a lengthy news conference Tuesday, the military presented displays of seized homemade weapons and videos of street battles to argue that the demonstrators are violent and that efforts to stop them are justified. The Assistance Association for Political Prisoners activist group says it can verify at least 261 protesters have been killed by Myanmar security forces. The total, they say, is likely much higher. It also reports from its Twitter account that 2,682 people have been arrested, charged, or sentenced, and 2,302 are still in detention or have outstanding arrest warrants. Several of Myanmar's neighboring countries have condemned the violence, including Bangladesh, China, India, Laos, and Thailand. Press freedom advocate Reporters Without Borders is suing Facebook in France, saying the social media platform spreads misinformation. The suit was filed Monday with the Paris public prosecutor. Specifically, the group says Facebook allowed hate speech against the media, as well as misinformation about the coronavirus pandemic. Facebook said in a statement it has zero tolerance for any harmful content on its platforms. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.